It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to The Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. You're not 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack, Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got affiliates all around the country. We love them. They love us right back. Today's day and age is all about radio. I want to go on watching guys jog outside my window right this very moment with their doggies and their children and their wives and their reindeer and their elves and everything else that's going up the street as we get ready for Christmas here in this old neighborhood. But look, if you're heading somewhere, you're heading to work, you're heading to the gym, you're heading wherever it is, it's all about radio on the go, the various different ways, devices, platforms you can use to get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is this. You can use iHeart, you can use Stitcher, you can use TuneIn, and you can go live and in living color, yes, and get you some Sports Attack. It's a beautiful thing. Well, guess what? It's supposed to be that way. It's supposed to be moderated to how you can do it. It's real easy. If you have any of the devices, you have a laptop, got a tablet, iPhone, iWatch, iPoppy, Android, just boom, there we are. It's all right. And you can do it anywhere. You're sitting in the park, maybe getting your thoughts together before you head to work. Maybe you're already at your desk. Boss isn't busting your chops yet because he ain't in. He's sleeping with the trophy wife. Well, that's okay, too. Get you some Sports Attack. And as you do that, we're there. Listen live. And you can also get the archived stuff as well. It's a pretty cool thing all the way around. Army-Navy's coming up. It's right around the corner. A couple weeks, we'll be broadcasting live from Philadelphia from Radio Row. And that'll be a good time. Me and Tittle. Look out, Philly. 8 o'clock in the morning, man. We'll be cocktailing up. Yeah, maybe. But, you know, that serve this country. Many of them walk into the line of fire where when we are going in the other direction. And they'll be there in Philly, and we'll be talking to them. So if you see somebody on the street in uni, thank them. Buy them a cup of coffee. Be on your way, and adios. We're going to tap out. We'll be back right after this. Set the table for this hour of The Attack. I'm Black. You're not.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Short and sweet, I'm back.
Yeah.
1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA is the place you can find us. And at Bob Black, if Twitter is more your thing. As we get closer and closer to the end of the line with the National Football League, the cream always rises to the top. And, you know, we make our preseason conditions and get in predictions and get into things, and we're back and forth. And, you know, hell, we're wrong as much as we're ever right, because injury really runs the day. And, you know, when you look at the National Football League right now, I got news for you. You look at top to bottom, there are very few people who predicted the teams that are sitting at the top of the league right now. And look, with six games left to go, there's plenty of times for it to flip-flop. But the reality is that some teams have turned out to be pretty darn good, and some teams have been meh. Starting to fall into the category of not so much, although it was a very good game last night, is Seattle. And this is strictly due to injury. They got Brown from Houston at the trade deadline. Smart move. Solidified their offensive line. They're definitely moving the football better than what they were. But, and it's a big but. A big but. I love big buts, and I just don't get lie. No. Atlanta's defense tried to spit the bit. The problem is it was a sloppy performance. Seattle had opportunities, and they're going to make the playoffs. You know, don't misunderstand me here, but they had a chance to tie the Rams, who have not been there before. And they're going to feel the pressure going down a stretch. You know, they lost on the road in Minnesota to a backup quarterback. They're 7-3. Seattle 6-4. You know, and that's the whole thing. There's a whole bunch of mediocrity. Problem is, Legion of Boom is showing its warts. You know, there was a bad coaching decision in the game with Pete Carroll pulling a rabbit out of his hat, or trying to, on a chip shot field goal at the end of the first half. You know, you don't do those kind of plays when you're going into halftime, in the third quarter or something, even in the first quarter, where nobody's really expecting it. Just take the points, get off the field. You know, because look, even if unless they felt like they were going to get into the end zone, right, on that play, they had 7 seconds left on the clock with one timeout left. So if you get the yard, you get the first down. So what are you going to do? Take a shot at the end zone and still not get the points? You know, and Carroll addressed that after the game. He said he thought they would get a touchdown on that play. I don't get it. Dumb play. And ultimately, it cost him tie in the game. I don't care how he tries to spin it. Carroll screwed that up. Richard Sherman, out. Cam Chancellor, out. Shaquille Griffin, concussion, out after two plays. They're down to butt nothing. And is this the week that Jimmy Garoppolo steps in at quarterback? You know, he's got, you know, some of the playbook in there. And he's going to make life miserable for Seattle if he comes in. I don't think they'll win. But he's going to put a butthurt on him. Now, as far as Atlanta goes, they did what they had to do. Look, if you win on the road, particularly in a place like Seattle, you're doing okay. And it looks like they righted the ship. Now, there's a couple of things here. Sarkisian's been and, okay, you know, there's an adjustment period, but they pretty much left the playbook intact. I don't know how much of that is that, how much of it is Super Bowl hangover. But as it stands right now, if you're looking at who's going to go to the Super Bowl out of the NFC, everything's running through the NFC South. New Orleans, Carolina, Atlanta. That's no fraud of a division. You can certainly question whether or not the Rams in Seattle are. Because like I said, Rams haven't been there before. They've got skill. They got talent. They lost Robert Woods. He'll be out for a while. He'll be back, but he'll be out for a while. Seattle is decimated on defense with injury right now. You know, it's Tevin Coleman played well enough for Atlanta. They stayed committed to the run. You know, yards per weren't anything to write home about, but they amazing how we haven't heard anything about Eddie Lacy. He of the buffet line and the weigh-ins. 3 carries, 2 yards. Woo! They have no running attack. Russell Wilson is their running attack. You know, that's the thing. I knocked Pete Carroll a couple minutes ago. Point. There's a lot of talent on the team, mostly on the defensive side of the ball, but there's also lacking talent on the offensive line. There is no running attack. And they have a 5'11" quarterback who takes a pounding. He's great. He's great. Twenty-one touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Russell's heading to the Hall of Fame. You know, he's not one of those guys you think of, 6'4", tall in the pocket, cannon arm, gets it down the field. No, he does everything. Jimmy Graham scores touchdowns, but, you know, they gave up the key component of their offensive line, which hasn't been the same since. You know, I will argue that till the day I die, that they shouldn't have made that trade. But, so they're 6-4. They move forward. They get the Eagles, they get the Jaguars, they get the Rams. That's not a stretch that I want to run. And they finish with the Cowboys and the Cardinals. They got to win. They got to at least go 500 in those games. Now, they do get the Eagles at home, but they're on the road with the Jags, at home with the Rams. Who knows where the hell the Cowboys will be by the time Christmas Eve rolls around. I'm not all that optimistic. They might get to 10-6. Then again, they might be 9-7. Falcons get the Bucks, the Vikes, the Saints, the Bucks, the Saints, and the Panthers. That's no easy road either. They're looking at a 9-7. maybe 10-6. A whole lot of 10-6 running around this league. A whole lot of 9-7 running around this league. You know, like I said, it was a good game. It was certainly worth watching. But opportunity for Seattle. You lose those kind of games at home, you're going to pay the price. Yep. All right. We'll tap out. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, I like that. Welcome back, Black. Robert, you. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Yeah, I like that. Mo. Only with you for an hour today. Hope you enjoy it, but a little bit of fun. And talking football, of course. And there's some other things as well in this hour. Yeah, we'll address some more stuff tomorrow. But, and again, it when you look at it, this is not easy stuff going on right now. A lot of these teams are in jeopardy. Kansas City's in jeopardy. And that's why, you know, when people jump on the bandwagon, oh, my God, Kansas City going to Super Bowl. Yeah, okay, great. It's a league of attrition. Look it up. 25-cent word. It's, you know, you got to be checking this stuff out. Because everything happens. People get hurt. PEDs. Imploding locker rooms. The Giants. No, them too. Yeah, you know. It's. Believe me when I tell you. This ain't easy. All right. A couple things we got to address here. First of all, unfortunately, I'm going to talk about this. Terry Glenn died in a car crash yesterday near Dallas. Had a rollover. 1 a.m. in Parkland Memorial. That's where they took they're going to find out. Struck a concrete barrier. Rolled. His fiance was taken to a hospital for minor injuries. She survived. Thank goodness. He was a darn good receiver. 12 years in the NFL, Patriots, Cowboys, Packers. He was no joke. 8,800 yards, 44 touchdowns. Yeah. He had a real tough upbringing. You know, Drew Bledsoe was talking about it on ESPN. He said, you know, he was one of those guys, he was quiet, he came off as surly sometimes, but he got a little close to Bledsoe. He said, you know, he had trouble trusting people and is it 44, man? Come on. Not the kind of stuff you want to hear. Not the kind of stuff you want to hear. I mean, I used the 7th overall pick in the draft back in 95. And, you know, he never played up to that level. He had moved on in his life. He was trying to do a lot of things in the community. You know, never met the man, but from all accounts, he was a pretty decent fellow. 44 is way too young. Like I said, with the Rams, Robert Woods, a couple of weeks with a shoulder injury. Hate shoulders with wide receivers. Hate knees even worse, but hate shoulders. Rams said, he's going to miss a couple of weeks. McVay said called a 2-week timeline an optimal require surgery. They lose him, they got issues. Because like I said, this is a guy that or this is a team, I should say. First of all, he's a better player than Sammy Watkins. Watkins has more talent, but Woods was more consistent. And they're going to walk in Farrell Cooper, Josh Reynolds, you know, Mike Thomas, Cooper Kupp, who's having a real good year. They're going to start using him a little more, the kid out of Eastern Washington. And he's going to draw more coverage. He's got 38 receptions for 481 yards. And what it'll mean is, you know, narrow focus down. They spread the ball around pretty well. And they've done a good job with that offense. They do have their quarterback. You know, you think about the beginning of the season, man. That was the big conversation. Right? I'm Darnold, if they're as bad as everybody thinks they're going to be. Well, so let's see how they play it out. You know, they drafted Gerald Everett, and he hasn't really done much of anything. And he's a big kid, 6'3", 245, supposedly more of a receiver than a blocker, but he only has 9 receptions for the year. But when he catches the ball, man, they're big catches. So maybe they, you know, maybe McVay starts designing some plays for him across the middle where they get him a little more involved. Don't be surprised if that happens. Like I said, Woods had 47 catches for 703 yards. Sammy Watkins, who runs like a 4.2, has 24 for 408. You know, they talk about all-time busts in the National Football League. Buffalo moved up to get him and gave up a lot to move up. And it gave up on him in his fourth year. Can't stay on the field. Yeah. He scores. He gets in the end zone. And, you know, look, I'm not putting him in the Todd Marinovich bust category. But, yeah, Sammy is not turned into the great wide receiver that everybody thought he was going to. He's got the skill set. And he's being used by McVay properly. You know, they don't target him as much. Although they will be now. But, you know, they've tried to use him in a manner that keeps him on the field. Well, now it's going to be more focus on him, more focus on Cooper Kupp. Maybe they go some two tight end with Higbee and Everett. I don't know. They're going to have to figure it out. They're going to figure it out pretty fast. Because if they lose Woods for any significant period of time, and man, shoulder injuries with wide receivers are a bad thing. You can't lose those targets and not pay the price. It's next man up. I get it. It's the National Football League, the whole nine. Okay. But it's a big hit. And again, especially for a young team that doesn't know how to win. Speaking of winners, starting right tackle Marcus Gilbert, 4 games, violating the league policy against performing enhancing drugs. Yes, you can't go to practice. You can't go anywhere. You go back to the team December 18th, the day after the Steeler matchup with New England. I apologize to my teammates, coaches, entire Steelers family, regretfully. Chris Hubbard goes in. And we'll see how it plays out. So, yeah. Can't make it up. These guys never learn. They get caught over and over and over again. And I still remember the conversation I had with Don Hooten. I don't understand why they don't open up supplement stores and they have one in every single locker room. They could market with GNC, put in the NFL, MLB, NHL, NBA, supplement stores, little stores within stores. Here's what our players take to get bulked up or lean muscle mass and all. You know, but these guys want to take this stuff. They don't know what the hell's in it, but they want to take it. NFL could set that stuff up in a heartbeat. You know, easy peasy. Won't do it. And the other thing, you know, before we move out of the NFL, I was debating as to whether or not we're going to get into Jerry Jones stuff, and I'm going to save that for tomorrow. But they're not going to have a massive vote for or against Roger Goodell, and Roger Goodell will get extended, and that's the way it'll go. A better story: Zach Miller goes home after his knee injury, where he damn near lost his leg. Unlikely he's ever going to play again, but God, they saved his leg, which, whew, it's been in there quite a while, since November 6th. Let's tap out. We'll be back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
You're back with the attack. I'm Bob Black. You're not. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, mixing it up a little bit, liking that. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. If you're traveling around, you know, you're heading back home for Thanksgiving, first of all, be careful, okay? There's a lot of dummies out on the road. I saw a whole bunch of them yesterday. One damn near sideswiped my car. But, you know, just be careful. Enjoy the holidays. Celebrate with family and friends, all that kind of good stuff. And, you know, it's good. It's all good. A lot of good stuff. I'm going to go NBA. First of all, David Lee retired. David Lee, why don't you make a big deal out of that? But, you know something? David Lee's a darn good player, or was a darn good guys to take advantage when they changed the the free agent rules a little bit. And he moved out to Golden State, got him a ring, which was good. And that was, you know, he was a very good player. I was there on draft night when the Knicks drafted him, and picks that year. And Zeke got it right that year. He did. He couldn't coach him, but he got the talent right. And, you know, David Lee was a pretty darn good player. For his career, he was 13.5, 8.5, almost 9, half a block. Came out of Florida. I remember watching him at Florida with Al Horford and some of those guys. And I said to myself, you know something, this guy can play in his league. And when he was with New York, they started him out slow. But he jumped pretty quickly, and by 08-09, he was 16 points a game. Averaged 20 in 09-10. And then went out to Golden State, ended up with a ring, did a little bit of time in Boston. You know, he had knee injuries, blew his knee out twice, I believe. And oh, by the way, he landed on his feet, or on his back. He's engaged to Caroline Wozniacki. She of the, I used to belong to, or I used to be engaged to Rory McIlroy. Yeah, they're going to be going with David Lee, too. I don't think he'll be chumping her on the... on the whatchacallit's wedding invitations. But, you know, again, I think I think, you know, a guy like Lee needs to be recognized. He finished up with San Antonio, so he had a good run. Just couldn't get it done anymore physically, you know. 6'9", 245, he was solid. Good, solid player. Good addition to the team. Had a ring. Like I said, that's a good thing. So. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number. And speaking of the Knicks, you know, again, are they a really, really good team? No, they're not. But... I'll tell you what. They got a shot at the playoffs. Because they're doing what teams that are learning how to win need to do. They're beating up on the teams that they should beat up on. And, you know, they're losing to the elite teams. You saw what happened up in Toronto. Now they get a redo on Toronto, I believe, tomorrow night. But we'll see. But they took care of the Clippers, who have now lost like 32 games in a row or something like that. It's kind of ridiculous. Ninth straight. But Clippers can't get out of their own way. Doc Rivers' job is on the line. And Porzingis just took Blake Griffin to school. And, you know, look, this is the unicorn is this. He is a guy who is 7'3". Can handle the ball like a guard, has a three-point shot with limitless range, like Steph range. Well, maybe not that much, but pretty close. And then can operate inside when he needs to. And, you know, when you look at what they're trying to do in New York and what they're trying to do, and I'll put the perfect example out there, and it is perfect if I do say so myself, in New Orleans with Boogie and Anthony Davis. What they are doing in New York with Porzingis and Enes Kanter, or Enes Kanter, is exactly what you need to have happen. Enes Kanter can't operate more than 5 feet away from the basket offensively. He's lost weight. He's better defensively. He's putting the effort in, which, you know, effort is half the battle. And he's averaging a double-double. He's an offensive rebound machine. They both block shots. You know, they're not great defensively. Hornacek teams are never great defensively. But when you're 7 foot plus, you're going to block stuff. And both of them do. And they're doing the inside they'd like to be doing with Boogie and Davis. And so as it stands right now, Knicks are in the playoffs. And that division is pretty good. Boston, Toronto, New York, and Philadelphia. Well, you know Boston. Toronto's 11-5. Man, was I wrong about them. Completely wrong about them. And Philadelphia, I was 100% right about. They're going to challenge for the conference. Don't kid yourself, sports fans. If Embiid stays on the court, it's a big if. Who's better than they are? Cleveland better than they are? Uh-uh. Not right now. They might be by the end of the year, but not right now. Eastern Conference right now, Celtics, Raptors, Pistons, Cleveland, Wizards, Philly, and Indiana. No joke. Milwaukee's 8-8. Now, look, Knicks started off 14-11 last year. I'm no fool's gold buyer, and I get it, but this is a different team. You know, they're not playing great defense, but they're playing better defense, and this year they're scoring. You know, they're scoring points this year. And they have their nights like Toronto where they just, you know, completely outclassed, and they're not elite. I'm not going to lie about that. I'm going to lie to you. But they're pretty good. And they dropped the Clippers to 5-11. The money they spent on Hardaway Jr. is money well spent. Six offensive. You know, one thing about Kanter, and this is where, and first of all, what he did with LeBron when LeBron was in town, He is beloved by Knicks fans if he never plays another game for them. Okay? Put it right there. But at 6'11", and he is a legit 6'11", 245, he used to be 270. He's quicker. He was smart enough to adapt to today's NBA. Because if you can't get up and down the court, you're not going to play much. You got to be able to move. Okay? And he doesn't need the ball. They don't run plays for him. He gobbles up offensive rebounds, and he knows, and he's been told by his coach and his teammates get it, that he goes right back up with the ball and scores. Ten games has been 66%. Hello? If you don't miss, they're going to give you the basketball. He's playing 25 minutes a game, so they're not wearing him out. And he does not miss from the circle in. He just doesn't. He gets the ball. He goes right back up. He's got moves. He's got a little nice little head fake that he uses. And what people forget about Kanter, this guy back in 2011, he's 6 years in the league now, right? I dare you to tell me where he was drafted. And time's up. First round, third overall pick by Utah. This is no joke, this guy. And the Knicks will be signing him to a long-term deal. If they don't, they're idiots. Well, all right, it's the Knicks. I get it. They Kanter, Zinger, no joke. League's starting to pay attention. And Frankie's going to have his games where it's bad for him. Yesterday was one of them, by the way. But they still managed to win. Frankie played 11 minutes. 0 for 2, 0 for 1 from 3. No foul shots, one assist, four turnovers, no steals. He's been averaging two a game. You know, you go get one of those or two of those. Dougie McDermott, Dougie Buckets, finally has figured out his role in the NBA. You know, a lot of these guys won't be on the team in a couple of years or a year even. You know, they're going to make moves, but they've got depth up front. Another year's draft. I heard somebody saying the other day, they're playing their way out of a really good draft pick. Well, who knows? Let's say they improve, but they don't quite make the playoffs. Well, they'll still be in the lottery, and they could still get a really good draft pick and relax. The whole idea is to win. You know, as much as I like Philadelphia and how it turned out for them, guess what? Not a huge fan of the way they went about it. So, you know. You'll have to see. Okay? Get it? Got it? Good. And the rest of the NBA, like I said, Doc Rivers on the hot seat. He may not last till the All-Star break. Real distinct possibility. He gets ejected for swinging an arm at Westbrook. Yeah, you know. Okay. And Boston had to go to overtime. Beat Dallas. 110-102. They were on the road. Road in the NBA is no joke. Horford finally had a bad game. You know, Marcus Morris made up for it. Tatum, as I told you in the spring, in the summer league, the real deal. Danny, I got to give Danny credit. Danny knew what he was doing. How's Markel Fultz working out? Well, with that being said, Kyrie had 47. Bench didn't do a whole hell of a lot yesterday. Marcus Smart still can't shoot straight, in case you were wondering. You know, Harrison Barnes had 31. And Dirk is, you know, just don't go nowhere.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions Fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto out on the coast, and you know, unfortunately, and you hate to say this stuff, but and I missed this yesterday. I have to be honest. Long battle with cancer, died at 49. For those of you who don't remember her, she was the person. She cried on the shoulder of the Duchess of Kent. You know, broke protocol with the royal family, and the Duchess of Kent was very kind to her when she lost in the 93 final. And very young, 49, you know, played doubles mostly, but she won 17 Grand Slam titles, which is pretty amazing. And she will be missed. You know, she won Wimbledon when she was 29. And unfortunately, something that you have to just kind of absorb and hopefully, you know, you move on. But sad, very sad. And as you go into Thanksgiving, appreciate those around you, you know. Make sure you give everybody a little extra hug and all that kind of stuff because it matters. It does. You never know. All right. We'll be back tomorrow with more fun and frivolity, ending on a sad note, of course. But like I said, just be good, be careful, and be there tomorrow, because I will be. Thanks to Robert for keeping it on the air. We'll talk to you later.